You are about to enjoy a production of the Ella Wellness Network. This is Wellness Fixes the Pod. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, and I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to the Wellness Sisterhood. We are in the middle of summer, so today we're going to talk about four ways to stay motivated in your wellness routine, especially during the summer, especially on vacation. So let's dive in. My name's Kelsey. I'm a board-certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy, the host of this podcast, and then also the founder of the Ella Wellness Sisterhood. And if you've been listening to the last few weeks, we are currently running a summer shorty series, a summer shorty challenge. It's completely free. It's 4 weeks filled with the sisterhood's like favorite workouts. The shorty workouts are some of our most loved, most taken, most requested workouts. And so I decided this summer was just the perfect time to give this like challenge a little bit of a try for everyone else. So 4 weeks worth of workouts. Again, the workouts are 10 to 20 minutes. They're super targeted, super efficient. They have our structure of our other workouts. So they're built by me. And again, as a physical therapist, I take pride in building workouts and programming workouts that are going to maximize efficiency for the muscles in order to help you in your strength and then also your body composition goals and just general like aesthetics and toning goals. So if you want to join, I'll leave the link below, but I hope you guys are, if you've done it, I hope you're enjoying the workouts. But if you're looking for just something to maintain that sort of like workout wellness routine or even kickstart it, this would be the perfect challenge. And again, it's completely free. So sign up, join us. We would love to have you. But we're going to dive in. Speaking of just like summer holidays, summer vacations, and then wellness routines in the summer, we're going to chat about just four ways to stay motivated in your own wellness routines when it comes especially to summer holidays and summer vacations. So these are, I guarantee at least one of them you probably haven't heard before, and it could be one of the four, it could be all four you haven't heard before, but it's not something that's, I don't know, typical for people to say, I feel like, on how to stay motivated in your workout routine. So I'm going to try and come at it from, as I always do, like a different sort of a mindset and a more science-based approach in how to handle your own like wellness, your own workouts, nutrition, fueling, all of that while on vacation. So the first way to stay more motivated or to help your own sort of consistency in your workouts when on vacation is to reframe what wellness actually means to you on vacation. So a lot of the time we have in our head, like wellness, usually for when we say that word, we immediately think of workouts and diet, right? Like that's the very first things that come to mind. And a lot of time on vacation, if someone's like, oh my gosh, you know, like I just wasn't as healthy on vacation, what they're really talking about usually is that they weren't able to work out like they used to, or they weren't able to eat the right things to fuel their body like they used to. But vacation is a little bit of a time to give yourself a little bit of grace. And so wellness doesn't just mean workouts and diet. And so I say sort of reframe what wellness means to you on vacation, because wellness is like all encompassing. It is not just workouts and fueling. It can be relationships. It can be sleep. It can be hydration. It can be faith. It can be just general like systemic rest and like stress management. And so a lot of the times, as maybe our workouts and our fueling take a little bit of a decrease over summer holidays and summer vacations, sometimes those other aspects, relationships, faith, rest, sleep, hydration, all of those can start to rise. And so if we sort of reframe what wellness actually means and use that vacation as a way to say, okay, I know that I might not reach all of the workout goals I have set for myself. I might not be able to reach the macro goals I have in regards to fueling, but what I am able to do is get more rest, get more sleep, build those relationships, and work on other aspects of wellness. And so I think one of the best ways to sort of stay motivated in our own wellness routines on vacation is to just reframe and remind ourselves what true wellness is. And a lot of times we focus on the workouts, we focus on the fueling. Sometimes we'll focus on the sleep too in our day-to-day lives, but those other aspects might might go on the back burner, might go by the wayside. And so vacation and holidays are a time to sort of focus and prioritize those guys as well. So for number two, I said this a little bit already, but give yourself grace if you're not 100% perfect. So I think we have, and I guess I say we, but I'm talking about me and referring to me, I guess. I have this tendency when I don't reach whatever goals I have set for vacation or for the holiday to have that much harder of a time to kickstart it once I'm back in my normal routine. And so now I approach vacations as just do what you can, when you can, with whom you can, you know, get the people on the vacation involved in whatever sort of wellness activity, usually workouts or healthy eating, whatever that is, get those people involved and do what you can when you can. Make sure to add a little bit more water in or just prioritize that rest. So again, reframing, but then also giving yourself grace if you fall a little bit short. And that's where this Summer Shorty Workout Series comes into play, where I want my summer holiday, my summer vacation, to not be focused on workouts and on fueling and not to beat myself up if I don't get a workout in or if I don't eat the right way. And so I want to give myself grace for that, but then also have a way to not beat myself up, right? And so that's where the shorty workouts come in, 10 to 20 minute workouts built for vacations, built for on the road, so that you can just squeeze it in where you can. And any movement is good movement, even if it is 10 to 20 minutes. And so focusing more on just doing what I can when I can, even if that is those 10 to 20 minute shorty workouts. So that's why I created the Summer Shorty Series. It's, again, built for times like these when normally on vacation, we are doing other things, we're prioritizing other things. But then knowing me, I also have a tendency to sort of beat myself up if I am not getting in that movement or that workout in a way that aligns with my daily routines when I'm not on vacation. So the other thing too is that there is a benefit to rest and sort of a lack of consistency. So we call it variability, but it's really, really good for the brain. And again, this is where I'll get a little bit sciencey, but when we talk about theories of motor patterning and motor behavior and motor planning and sort of like movements in general, if we're learning a new skill, so let's say we are trying to learn how to, I used this with my husband the other day, but like shoot a basketball into a goal, right? So we might start just without a dribble. So we might start in sort of a, what we call a closed environment where it's just me and the hoop. And we're just going to shoot the basketball without dribbling, just one after the other. We're going to get that first. Then we're going to go towards more of an open environment where we have more people that are trying to prevent us from getting the ball in the hoop. We might have people playing defense. We might add more variability. We might add, rather than shooting it from the top where they shoot free throws, we might add a little bit of variability and we might sort of move our position around the court. We might start shooting from different areas of the court, which adds a little bit of variability. And that sort of progression really helps solidify that skill in the brain. And so if you're struggling with sort of a plateau in your workouts, this vacation, even if you beat yourself up about not working out, it might actually be a larger benefit for you than what you think, because you're adding that variability. You're adding that like just sort of jolt to the system where your body's having to adapt to these new challenges and possibly this new schedule where it can bounce back better than ever. And so a little bit of a real world example too. I was a gymnast and a cheerleader. And when you're learning new skills and tumbling specifically, a lot of the time it takes a lot of repetitions, a lot of practice. But usually once I was sick for a period of time, meaning I wasn't training in the same way, the first practice back, I would always gain that skill that I was working on. And so giving yourself grace with workouts and again, fitting in what you can when you can, but then also remembering that your brain responds really well to variability, to rest, to just giving your system time to adapt to the stimuli that you've been providing it in regards to your workouts over that routine that you set even prior to this vacation. So it's something that I like to remember because, again, yeah, I go back to the gymnastics and cheer days and I was able to gain those new skills after weeks of trying after I was sick because my brain was able to have that time to rest. And so if you give that your body that time to rest, that grace period, and not going super hard in your workouts and giving your body just a more of a fluidity in regards to your own sort of wellness, a lot of time the brain will respond really, really well and more in your favor, to where when you come back for those first few workouts after vacation, you might actually feel stronger. You might actually be able to increase that weight when you had been working on that for all those weeks prior. So for the third, for how to stay more motivated or how to just prioritize your wellness when you're on vacation, is to reflect on your deeper why for your wellness routine. So a lot of times with vacation, I think of it as a time of reflection, refocus, time with family, and just like more time to think and reflect. And so I think it's nice to be able to reflect on why wellness is important to you, and wellness in all aspects: workouts, fueling, relationships, faith, hydration, sleep, like all of it. And take some time to think, what is that deeper why? Why am I working so hard on my workouts? Is there something that I want to happen in my life? Is there something that's a part of my deeper why that I'm not prioritizing that aspect in my wellness? For example, if your goal is to have a deeper relationship with God and in your faith, are you stepping back to take time to reflect on how your schedule's built out to think, oh, I'm not necessarily prioritizing that part of my wellness, even though that is part of my deeper why? And so I think vacation's a nice time to sort of reflect on this, because a lot of time when we're stuck in that like day-to-day grind, those day-to-day routines, we can just get in this routine without actually reflecting and shifting our focus and realigning to that deeper why, to our own health and wellness routines. And for me, I've said this, I feel like, on a lot of podcasts, but my deeper why revolves around being able to build up my body and my mind and my spirit and just my overall health and wellness for the long term, so that when I'm 90, I'll be able to play with grandkids or great grandkids, or, you know, ski or swim. Like, I don't want anything that I'm doing now or not doing now to cause any sort of like physical limitations later on that are in my control. I know that there's going to be sickness, there's going to be illness, there's going to be accidents, but if there's something that I can control right now to set myself up for success later on when it comes to my own sort of like health and body and the ways that I can control it, I want to do that right now. And so vacation's a nice time to sort of refocus and be like, okay, where am I struggling? Where am I not diving into as deep? Where am I really shining? And so using vacation as a time to realign with your deeper why, so that once you get back from that vacation, you're like back better than ever and refocused, realigned towards that deeper why. And then the final one, which this might be pretty like intuitive, but before your trip, set modified goals to help you stay consistent. So if you've taken any sort of like goal setting class, I know they say like SMART, right? SMART, measurable, attainable, realistic, or actionable, realistic, and timely, I think is what the SMART is. There's an acronym, but it's basically saying like, if when you go on vacation, you say, okay, I'm going to work out 5 days a week because that's what I do in my day-to-day life, that's not necessarily realistic necessarily for the routine that you're going to keep while on vacation. If it is, great, like more power to you. But a lot of time when we go on vacation, we're not in that normal routine. Or if your goal is to have, you know, clean eating and primarily produce, fresh organic produce for, you know, 5 days a week, all those meals, like that might not be as realistic when you're on vacation. And so knowing that you're going on that holiday, sort of checking in with your day-to-day routine and then seeing what modified goals you can set for that holiday, for that time off, so that you're able to say this week was successful in regards to reaching those health and wellness goals without tearing yourself down for being exactly like you needed to be during your day-to-day like weeks in life in your normal routine. And so I think having that modified goal setting and sort of reflection before you go on vacation can help you just get back into that routine quicker after vacation, rather than sort of beating yourself up, which is what I do. I'm talking to you guys, but it's totally something that I do too. And so you're still working towards those goals that you have set for yourself, but giving yourself more of a reasonable goal to attain while you're on vacation, rather than the goals you have set in your day-to-day routine. So Those are my four, just like some of the best tips I have for ways to stay motivated in your wellness routine when you're on vacation, when you're on holiday. Again, reframing what wellness actually is. So not focusing as much on things that you might focus on in your day-to-day routine, like workouts and diet, but more in regards to hydration and relationships and faithfulness and sleep and rest and all of those things. Then giving yourself grace, even if you're not 100% perfect, knowing that your brain changes favorably with that rest. The third one, reflecting on your deeper why. And then the fourth one, setting those modified goals to be more realistic for your time off in that vacation and that holiday. So I hope this was helpful. Again, if you're going on summer vacations, I'd love to hear about them. Please, I'll probably leave like a little box because I'd love for you to tell me how you make sure that you're staying in your own sort of like healthy and wellnessy routines while you're on vacation. And then if you would like to sign up for the Summer Shorty series, I'll leave that link below. And again, thank you guys so, so much for following along. If you're enjoying this podcast, a follow, a subscribe, I would very much appreciate it. It just means the world to me. So thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you guys again on the next Wellness Big Sis podcast.